online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
My brothers and sisters, Paul said, believers should look not at what is seen, but what basically at what we cannot see. I have a story. Sister Mathis and I was traveling to Florida. We had a flight to catch on our way. We were headed towards New Orleans to fly out to Miami to catch a flight for a vacation. And all of a sudden, the car was feeling a little funny. And I said, Linda, did you feel that? And she said, yes. And right before we hit that stretch where, that long stretch before you get across, I forget what that little river is going into New Orleans. I pulled off the freeway. There was two gas stations. One immediately as I pulled off, and the other one across the street. I didn't stop at the first one. I said, I'm going to that one, which was across the street. I got out, I looked at the tire. I was on a flat. I didn't have a jack. We were short in time, Daryl, and we had to catch that flight. I'm in my vacation clothes. I'm in white pants, and I gotta get down and get dirty, and I couldn't change because we were gonna go on a cruise. And as I was looking, I got a jack out that wouldn't work, and all of a sudden a man came by. I looked at him as he drove by. He went about 50 yards up. He stopped and he backed up. He looked at me. He said, you look like you need help. And I said, my tires are on a flat and I don't have a jack. And he said, don't worry. He immediately got out of his car. He put gloves on. He said, I got a jack, and he got out. He put his jack on it, he jacked my car up, took the glove nuts off, took the tire off, put my spare tire on, took it back and put it back on. And he said, Pastor, well, he didn't even call me Pastor. He said, wait a minute. He said, let's go to the station and let me put some air in it. Filled it up with air. And I said, I thank you because I'm short of time. He said, don't worry, I got it. And I said that to say this, when you have been bought with a price and when you're linked up with the Lord will always send somebody to help you. If I can help somebody along the way, my brothers and sisters, we've been chosen that position, are placed in Christ. John 15, 16 tells us, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruits and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Put that down in your notes. You don't need that. The Lord chose us when we were out there. You were out there because I was too at one time. When we were out there in the clubs, and we may still be out there in the club. And the Lord saw something in us that we did not see in ourselves. And at some point in our lives, we were out there doing things, but Jesus saw the best in us. When everybody else, Bruce, saw the worst in us, I'm reminded of a man called Saul, Apostle Paul, later, who was a persecutor of the early church. And the Christians feared him because he had the authority to arrest and imprison them. But Jesus, everybody say, but Jesus. But Jesus appeared and stopped Saul on the Damascus Road, imprisoned him, and taken his physical sight so that he would later receive his spiritual sight. Pastor, he wasn't in prison. Yes, it was. Because when you are in sin, you are in prison. And it takes somebody to release you from what is holding you. Every now and then, we need a Savior to release us from the stuff that we're caught up in. Every now and then, we need a Savior who can bring us out of some stuff that we can't get out of ourselves. But if you know that you know that you know that you know that you know you've been bought with a price, we have a Savior that will deliver you, restore you, redeem you, but most of all reconcile you and then bless you and save you. That's the God we serve. He was saved and his life was changed. Secondly, we are adopted. We are blessed because we were adopted, meaning we were predestined or foreordained. Paul states, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, we are adopted as children of God. According to his good pleasure and according to his will, it ain't about us. It's all about him. Yes. Now you know why God sent his son to save us from ourselves. And that word foreordained does not mean that God has already selected some for salvation and others for eternal punishment. In the Hebrew, predestined means to mark off or set off the barriers or the boundaries of something. God has set the boundaries for being adopted as a child of God. He set the boundary. Here's what you have to do. And here's what you have to believe. By faith, Abraham was accorded, his faith was accorded for righteousness because he had faith to believe what God had said. The believers will be adopted and made like Christ and conformed to his very likeness and image. Now you know why I say we have been predestined to look just like Christ. When you believe, you've been predestined to look like Christ. Pastor, that doesn't sound biblical. Yes, it does. It's biblical because you don't know Christ, what Christ looked like. He said in spirit, and if you look like him spiritually, you are holy and righteous. Not on your own accord, but what Christ have imputed in you. And if Christ have imputed his holiness and righteousness in you, you now look just like him. In holiness and righteousness, not in a physical appearance. Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we have been predestined to look like him. Because God saw you before you even got here. He knew you before you even made it into this worship service. He knew that you would sit under this worship service. Thirdly, God accepts us. Verse 6, day, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us acceptable in the beloved. Salvation. Since salvation is all of God's grace, his unmerited favor, we as believers are to praise him for it. Now you know why I say you ought to be on your feet shouting sometimes. Because of God's grace, his unmerited favor for each and every one of us. God ain't trying to judge nobody. So many times, Jared, we judge people by the way we see life. So many times we judge other folk because they don't look like us. Sometimes we judge folk because they don't act like us. Their denomination is different from ours. And the Lord says, I ain't concerned about your denomination. I'm concerned about your eternal stuff on the inside. Because what's on the inside of you is what I know is all about you. And when that inner man becomes like him, then we look just like our Heavenly Father. My brothers and sisters, it was all about Him. He chose us. The Lord has chosen the believer to be blessed because He knew us as well as our destiny. And how we as believers would respond to the calling He has placed upon our life. I ain't ever wanted to be a preacher. But God saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. I tried to run. God says, I'm right there where you're running. And I'm going to put you where I desire you to be. Doesn't matter how much people will try to take you down, enemy try to destroy you. He said, I got you back. No matter how they will talk about you and criticize you, don't you worry, because they don't know the end of the story. Hey. But when you know that you know that you know you have a relationship with our God, when you know you've been bought with a price, the Lord says, I will bless you, restore you, and I will place you where I desire you to be. Verse 7 states, in Him, not you, in Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. God has redeemed us and forgiven us of our sin. We have been delivered and set free by the paying of a ransom. Jesus paid that ransom, Antioch, that was required by God so that we could be delivered and set free. God redeemed man because of the riches of His grace. And we have been forgiven. That means we've been set off or sent away or released or let go. God does not see our sins anymore. God sees His Son's blood covering and saving us. He sees His Son's blood covering us. As I close, in those powerful verses, Paul drew past, present, and future together. He looked at the work of each of the persons of the Godhead as it relates to you and me. God the Father, in eternity past, chose us